When you find yourself downward spiraling into a pit of sadness, which you're kind of doomed to fall into after such trauma, you cling almost obsessively to whatever gives you hope, life, thrill, or even purpose. No matter how bizarre or whatever it is. In my case, it was my sport. I have to remind you that whatever experience life gives you is most obviously not your fault, right? Although the concept of karma is very much real, we don't really decide to have bad experiences happen to us. It is exactly like they say, it is what we make of it, but his and her own. I feel like everyone thinks they're on this grand journey and sees themselves as this uniquely damaged person, when in fact a lot of it is very normal. I think that makes us feel special, which is fair. Who doesn't want to feel special? But this breeds a sort of self-sabotage for feeling special about bad things instead of good. Entitlement. My time at the national team instilled discipline in me beyond anything. Something I so desperately needed after feelings of abandonment. But something I learned once again from scratch is when you do set off to a new place, given a new opportunity, new environment, we tend to leave whatever part of ourselves we decide to back home. There is a problem in this. We become susceptible to change, or well, to be clear, I can be a little naive. Very naive. I live by the understanding that your thoughts create your universe, right? So every day when we encounter people, we only really hope they are with pure intention. That these people show up for exactly who they say they are. You get what you give, and you give what you get. Now, by the title of this, to say the least, my time as a professional athlete for the national team wasn't exactly so bad. I think working on something together with community and supposed passion brings so much meaning and feelings of purpose to one's life. Representing the Republic of the Philippines was a short-lived dream I am truly grateful for. I am retired now. For academic reasons, my parents told me to retire once we bagged a medal. Okay, anyway. Back to the idea of transforming something ugly into something that could be more. Being suicidal doesn't mean I would jump in front of the train tracks and immediately die happy. Well, to certain extremities, to be diagnosed suicidal is to lose the will to live. In definition, yes, we all have those days. But to be clinically diagnosed suicidal, your brain patterns make it harder for you, well, to want to function. An example, sometimes it's not eating in hopes you'll get sick and die. Smoking excessively in hopes that you'll get cancer and die. To not setting alarms for work in hopes you'll get fired and have less purpose. Sometimes it's being so cruel to the people you love or ignoring them because if they leave you, you'll have less reason to go on living. Being suicidal doesn't necessarily mean trying to die. Most of the time, it means not putting any effort into living anymore. So back to tricking the brain part. I jot down a bucket list. I live off bucket lists and jetpacks. They go hand in hand for me. So the top of the list was something extreme. It had to be extreme. It was to represent my country for my sport. And as I live by the philosophy that a dream only becomes a goal until you set up lists of things to do in order to achieve them, I did it. Every day for the 1.5 year prior to tryouts, my alarm was set to 5 a.m. I would roll out of bed and brush my teeth and stare at my reflection in the mirror, along with my crooked marker written goals titled, in caps, national team. I would then spend 15 minutes in prayer or meditation, roll out to the gym, did what I did, then self-trained for a total of 3 to 4 hours a day. I lived very intensely to this routine I set for myself, that if I would fall off track even a bit, I would withdraw and freak out. Both maniacally and compelling, if you ask me. But now also, you may be wondering, how can someone suicidal be high functioning like this? Okay, well, I sat with myself and figured to that I am a very intense person. Given my suicidal tendencies and that whatever thought or hobby I have, I go at it with all intensity I could possibly emit. So I decided then to focus all and absolutely all body, mind, soul into this sport. A bit too much for my own liking, that it slowly embodied to be a really emotional and personal relationship, to be honest. So often my dad would call me too emotional as an athlete. Some call it passion. I was very passionate. Am very passionate. But to my demise, I always burn out. Always. Whether this be in love, academe, career, and, well, sport. So fast forward to the actual games, I fell out of love. My biggest heartbreak, as I would say today. At the peak of our team's career, I would go on, but that story was in summary filled with a lot of sport politics. Power tripping, men, wrong intentions, bad intentions, and more power tripping. I come to conclude with my naivety that was something I could not continue to live on with. Not everyone would want the best for you, I told myself. I should have learned the first time. Needless to say, my backbone and anger for the system, so wrongly built, led me to become suicidal again in demeanor after learning that the dream of being in the national team wasn't anything as grand as I thought it would be. But it was an experience that I am still grateful for. I repeat that like a mantra because I should be grateful. I just think about the what ifs more often than I should. That's on me. The grave injustices to the people supporting teams like ours and the ingenuity of the system. Anyway, now it's more about moving forward. If there's one thing that whole experience taught me, it was definitely discipline. Although not in my time there exactly, but rather the years prior. The dreaming bits, the planning. Living with kamikaze courage, I'm trying to live a life without jetpacks. But I often think, where do I put all this energy? I don't want to be a burnout anymore. I want to be normal. See, I used to admire the hustle. 27, all work, no play. But now I admire peace. Inner peace.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment we've all been waiting for. We would now like to present the gold medal to the 2017 SEA Games champion.